As part of our series, The Balance, we're looking at the costs of living in New Hampshire and the benefits and trade-offs of settling down in the Granite State. Today, NHPR's Robert Garova takes us to a shop in Manchester where almost everyone is from somewhere else, but they all have one thing in common: tattoos.
It's 6 o'clock at night on a Tuesday at New Inkland Tattoo. Two clients are getting ink done, and the place is going to be open late, like it is most nights. Angel Villanueva runs the shop. He tells me he's originally from Los Angeles. He had a tattoo business there for 20 years and had made a name for himself in the community. But about 8 years ago, he made a trip to New Hampshire.
Came here and did a tattoo convention. Nobody knew me. Nobody cared about me. So it was kind of cool to start all over again. And it just always started pulling me back here. Like, I really loved spending time here.
Villanueva found himself making more and more trips to the Granite State. He says he was drawn here by the four seasons, the trees, a lower crime rate, and cheaper cost of living. But not everything about transplanting his life and business here was easy for Villanueva.
As much as I love it, I used to get very frustrated here because, you know, there's a lot of people that have never left the state and they don't know that there's other races out there, you know. So, I mean, you get seen and a little different every once in a while, but if you don't let it bother you, then you're good. You're good to go.
When he decided to open his own tattoo shop, Villanueva, who is Hispanic, says he didn't find the process easy. I asked him how so.
Wow. I mean, I hate to get racial, but there's a lot of discrimination when it comes to opening up business. I was given the runaround for a whole year with, like, the stupidest excuses.
Villanueva says he ended up buying the business from someone else who was non-Hispanic. He says the permitting process went smoother for the person he bought it from.
It took him a week.
But flash forward to now, and business is good. A few years ago, Villanueva decided to move from his original location around the corner to Manchester's main drag on Elm Street. New Inkland is a business to be sure, but a place to hang out too. One tattoo artist is sketching out his latest design, a circular piece that looks like it's inspired by the Mayan calendar. And there's a sign near the door that reads, "Enter as a stranger, leave as a friend." And more tattooers are joining the shop from out of state, including Villanueva's son, Martin Trout. He moved from L.A. too.
It's very affordable compared to where I lived. Like, you could get a crappy one-bedroom, and you're paying over $1,500 a month just because you're living in L.A. Here, I got a nice house, pay an affordable rent, and do whatever I want. I can leave for 2 weeks and don't have to work, and I'll still be okay.
In the last few years, Villanueva says he's lured non-family members to New Hampshire as well.
Everybody that works here is from a different area. Like, there's two guys here that I brought from Puerto Rico.
One of those guys is Gustavo Chang. I found him trying to focus on giving a young woman a blue floral tattoo.
Is it not cool to talk while you're working here?
I can talk.
Okay.
Yeah, I can talk.
Chang tells me he's been in New Hampshire 3 years, but Puerto Rico is still on his mind.
Right now, the island where I live, used to live, it's going through a crisis because of the hurricane. So it's a little hard out there right now. And the cost of living, you can't get really food, water, you can't get a lot of stuff that you were able to get before. So it's harder, it's a little bit easier out here.
It turns out this tattoo shop, with its mix of out-of-staters and different races, is in some ways representative of what's happening demographically in New Hampshire. Between 2010 and 2016, about 320,000 people moved from other states to New Hampshire. That's according to Kenneth Johnson, senior demographer at UNH's Carsey School of Public Policy. That was a slower pace than pre-Great Recession. But now, Johnson says out-of-state migration is on the uptake again. And Johnson says this migration is changing the racial makeup of New Hampshire, which is still 90% white.
The population of the state is becoming more diverse, relatively slowly, but it is.
Johnson says Manchester, where 1 in 5 residents are minority, is the second most diverse city in the state after Nashua. Back at the tattoo shop in the Queen City, Villanueva says he's seen things shift over the years.
Oh, it has been a big change ever since. I remember when I first started coming around, like I said, in 2010, there wasn't really like many like Hispanic people or that I knew of. And ever since, I mean, even the city has grown a lot, and I see a lot more Hispanic people coming here.
Elm Street has changed too, according to Villanueva. He says it's getting harder to find business space. and he feels like he's made a name for himself in the area.
I think I have made a little bit of an impact as far as culture-wise, like tattoo culture-wise, a different way of tattooing, you know, which I brought from LA. It's a different style, you know, so everybody seems to be liking it out here, and I think, you know, it's just been accepted a little bit more.
Villanueva's next move? Getting his parents to move from Southern California, too. For NHPR News, I'm Robert Garova.
And that story comes from our series, The Balance, which reports on the costs, benefits, and trade-offs of life in New Hampshire. You'll find more stories from the series at nhpr.org.